hippity hoppity, get off my property.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host Adrian, here with a man who is the 99 problems that JC has.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm Ramon.
Yeah, you are. Our episode today is titled,
You Can Do It!
And our scripture today comes from
the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
Delicious.
I wonder how many people lip sync that one.
Just me.
Now, a couple of thoughts I wanted to get through. It may be a short podcast, but one of the thoughts is one that I've been hearing recently, or I actually haven't heard in a while, but for a while I was hearing it a lot. The thought that practice doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. And so when it comes to improving ourselves, that's something that we can definitely do. I mentioned some time ago that I'm a world religions teacher. And when I talk about karma, I kind of burst the bubble of everyone who thinks they know what karma is. And just today I was watching those videos that they kind of suggest you watch on Instagram. And there was one dude talking with his cool Hindu accent, saying that it's not what people make it out. You know, it's like cause and effect. Like, no, it's like, well, kind of, sort of, but not really. You know, it's attached to like another lifetime. And it's even attached to this lifetime. It really means like your life is what you make of it. You know, it really is what we make of it. And we tend to do the same thing over and over again because we're creatures of habit. And no matter how many times we make a mistake, like if we choose not to learn from it, we're going to continue doing the same behavior that doesn't work. And that's why that saying is so appropriate, because practice doesn't make perfect. It only makes our behavior permanent. So when it comes to bettering ourselves, you can actually do this. You know, we were talking about this last time, that life is treacherous. To live nowadays is a dangerous thing. But so are you. You are dangerous. Why? Because God is with you.
This movie, it actually became one of my favorite movies, especially recently. Hacksaw Ridge. And it came out a few years ago. It's not that old. It's about the last big battle in World War II. And it was in the Japanese, in the Pacific Theater. It was a really nasty, nasty, nasty fight. In that movie, they tell the story of this young man, Desmond Dawes. He joins the army as a conscientious objector, meaning that he's going to serve in the military without firing a weapon. He went through hell for the military courts to accept that. And he went in as a medic. And one of the reasons why military units are so tight is because they know they can count on each other. And they made it really difficult for this young man, because he wasn't willing to kill. So if you're not willing to kill, how can we count on you? How are you going to be dependable on the battlefield? So when they were going through their training, and you know, all the stuff that they do, they call it a workup too before they go to battle. There's a scene in the movie where he gets beat up really, really bad by his platoon mates, and then the sergeant who would pick on him too. He walks in the barracks and then he sees the bed just all bloody, and then him covered in blood. And then he talks to him and he's like, hey man, like, this is not okay. Like, you need to tell me what happened. And he just looks at him. He tells him, I just slept too hard. And there was nothing macho about this guy, but he was just willing to go through hell so that he could go through hell with all these people so that he could save lives. And he was a very good Christian man. So this young man slept too hard, quote unquote, so that he could do greater things. You know, when we talk about being dangerous, it doesn't just mean that you're physically capable to fight like Bruce Lee, you know, to fight off 3 dragons and step on 7 cobras to rescue a baby. It's just what happens to you inside when you not only put up with certain things, but when you welcome not just adversity, but other people's feelings. And we kind of talk about this here a lot, actually. And this week I've had, I kid you not, 7 opportunities to listen to people.
Number one. I'm kidding. <no.
laughs> to listen to people and hey, listen to their problems and what have you, and just lend an ear and use the little bit of heartbreak that I got from their story to strengthen who I am, to become more dangerous, but for the right reasons.
Dang. You know, I was having conversations with people myself, and in one of those conversations, I was speaking to someone whose 3-year-old child has stage 4 cancer, like a type of cancer that's in the blood. And it's been hard. You know, this stuff is hard. I mean, there's also a Catholic speaker by the name of Chris Mueller, whose child, also around the same age, he has stage 3 cancer. You know, I think about those things and I'm like, dude, how did I get so freaking lucky? Like, who am I not to deal with that stuff, you know? And I do that because I think about my problems a lot. How I think I built them up too much. And when someone's going through that, the bumper sticker slogans will not do. You know, you can't just tell someone, hey, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. But when you're going through something heavy like that, it's not what you want to hear. You know, and sometimes people will ask for your advice, and we talked about that. You know, like, we have this welcome sign on our forehead saying, come on, lay it on me. Tell me your problems. But that's not so much so we can offer words of advice. It's so that we can shut up and just be there for them. And I don't mean that in a virtue signaling kind of way. Like, I'll listen to you. And they're like, no, it's like, I'm here for you. Like, I am that dependable person that can be here for you. Not the one that's going to solve your problems, but the one that's going to be with you through your problems, as you're with your problems, dealing with them, being a constant source of support. Whether it's just offering a cup of coffee and lending an ear, or maybe you can do something about it. Either way, we can always do something, whatever it is.
Mother Teresa said, do not wait for leaders. Do it alone. Person to person. Be faithful in small things, because it is in them that your strength lies. I'm not going to go into details, but the one story that kind of tugged at my heart was happened yesterday. And this lady was almost crying too. It's one of the ladies from work. And I was just listening. And she was done. She was all teary-eyed. And then I look at her. And I tell her, you know, for what it's worth, I'm going to be praying for you. But now you go out there and you fight. And you make stuff happen, because God is not a genie. And we have to put legs on those prayers. It's one of the many ingredients that makes us dangerous. That lets us know that, yeah, we can do it. You can do it.
Now I'm going to redirect this to the married folks, because marriage can be hard sometimes. I'm not going through a rough patch right now with my wife. Things are kind of cool, actually. I don't say this to brag. I'm saying this because you can do it. You know, that's the whole theme right here. And one of the things that helps me out, too, is just remembering that we started a family, it out. Not only that, you know, we're in it to, for the long haul. We're in it to, man, till we die. And there's a quote that I came across, and I've been just irking. Is that even a word? Whatever. I'm going to use it. I've been irking to use it in the podcast. And it's by Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce the last name. It just sounds like you should
pronounce it. Well, it's pronounced like that now.
Boom. All right, Deacon Harold. It is Catholic couples who leave their spouses take the cross that Christ gave them, and they lay it on the shoulders of their children. Let me say that again. Catholic couples who leave their spouses take the cross that Christ gave them, and they lay it on the shoulders of their children. You see, when we don't believe that we can do this, whatever it is, you know, whether it be getting through a rough patch in your marriage or just doing anything that we're supposed to do as men, you know, upholding the dignity of the beloved or standing up for those who don't have a voice. When we fail to do that, we are taking that cross that God gave us to bear because only we can bear it. And we lay it on the shoulders of those who should not have to deal with that weight. Those who may not even be able to carry that cross. Those who will be crushed by the weight of it. Because we are unwilling and too cowardly to stick by our promises. That's some punk crap right there. And if you're feeling like giving up, stop. Pray, commit yourself to God, and remember that at some point in your life, you consecrated yourself to do what is right. And if you haven't done that, then take an opportunity to do that. Because to be consecrated means that you are set apart for sacred use. And if that's not what you're doing with your life, then you're not truly living. And dare I say, you're not truly a man. And I'm saying this to myself, too, because I need the reminder. It's not just to be like, oh, no, guys, never mind. Let me back out a little bit. No, like, that's really what I need to tell myself. Because we've said it before. We don't have everything figured out. We mess up. And sometimes we need to punk ourselves a little bit because we're being wusses. And it's up to us to call each other out. That's why it's so important that you don't go at it alone. If you've listened to our podcast with Bear Wozniak, that interview with the bad audio, because the devil's always messing with the best messages that we're trying to give. Seriously, the lone wolf is a miserable creature because we're not meant to handle all these things by ourselves. We're meant to live in community. And when we're out of it, we don't have the strength to do things. You know, God can only be there with you if you let him. And if you're not inviting him into your struggle whenever you're struggling, you will surely fail. If I'm not inviting him into my marriage, if I'm not inviting him into whatever I struggle with, whether it's looking at pornography on the internet, being violent, my speech because I can't control my tongue because I drop the F-bomb every other sentence. If I'm not inviting him when I feel tempted to succumb, my heart is not truly in the right place. And only then will I not be able to accomplish what I am setting out to do. So can we do it? Heck yeah, we can do it. But we can never go at it alone.
So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferro.
Aquitur.
Success while you're gonna wake up and work hard at it. Nothing is impossible. You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not gonna stop there. No, what are you waiting for? Do it! Just Do it! Yes, you can! Just do it! If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.